Good morning and welcome to another Morning Magical, and we're finishing up this free-flow discussion that Barbara and I got into a few days ago. And today we're going to look at what it's like to be led by the Spirit of God and why that's so important. You know, all this business about following the Lord, well, He set it up. This is the Spirit that will be guiding you into all the truth. Well, if there were ever a time in our history as human beings that we really need to be guided into all the truth, it's now. Because we're on a downward slide. The world, the eon, the wicked eon, is on a downward slide until the Lord returns. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. That's what the prophecy declares. The prophecies in the scriptures declare. So we're not going to change that. However, He also said, Yeshua did when He walked the earth, He said, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God. Not His kingdom, not Yeshua's kingdom, which He will set up literally. The kingdom of God, where God rules. Where is God ruling? In your hearts, in your minds, in your spirits. We can live there now. When we come to know Christ, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, we can live there now. And I'm going to give you just an impression. This is just me talking. But I honestly believe that most churches keep people away from the kingdom of God, not knowingly and deliberately, but by default, by the simple fact that they are following after rules and regulations set up as a result of that Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Council back in the early, like, 3rd century or whatever it was. They're still following that whole list of what to do, what not to do, how to conduct, how not. Man, it's just so convoluted, so confining, and so unnecessary. And so, here's the point, devoid of the Spirit of God. There is not one bit of the Spirit of God found in the Apostles' Creed or in the Nicene Creed. That really is the offshoot that became the root of all church construction from then on. All denominational construction. If there is a Word of God, which we know that there is, He only inspired His Word to be written by certain authors. These authors that wrote these texts that we can translate accurately today, why in the world do we have dozens, if not more, denominations, all of whom have some differences that are greater than others with ceremony or baptism rites and who wears what robe and who has a... It just baffles me that it became so complicated and so unnecessarily complicated. What was wrong with meeting from home to home in the first place and being in a fellowship with people who are seeking after the wisdom of God? Searching out what is this grace that has bestowed on us? That's what Paul was all about. And he's the one Yeshua intimated to personally, directly. So forgive me if I sound obsessed today, but I am, and I'm okay with that. The same obsession that came over me that started this whole New Morning Magical is the one that came over Paul. We just read it yesterday, I believe it was, in Galatians. You can be under grace or you can be under law, but you can't do both. There's a lot of law in churches. The whole church system is law. Why do you have to have an edifice? Why do you have to have a hierarchy other than the kind of hierarchy that Paul set up? What happened to living out of faith? The faith of the Son of God who died to set us free, who died to buy our pardon. Thank you, Lord. And, as we saw, who also won justification by His faith and then by our faith in Him. Grace has come. Let's live in that grace. Let's live in the kingdom of God that is within us now. That's not impossible. You come to know Yeshua, you get baptized in His Spirit, that you then express through your own spirit language. It's you and God having a private conversation. You don't even know what you're saying, but He does. And you change your gaze from looking out at everything in the world to looking strictly at the Father. Just like I described the other day. I feel like a 3-year-old pulling on my dad's pant leg. Where are we going? What's next? If I ever have a question about anything, what to do, what to say, I don't have questions about where to go because I don't go anywhere. But if I did, no matter what the question is, I just look at him. He's going to tell me. He's going to show me. Well, geez, can't you do it yourself? Yeah, I can. But I used to live that way, and I didn't do such a good job. So I would rather that he make the decisions that are necessary, and he will, and I think he really likes that. I think he would love to direct your life, period. But to do that, you got to stop directing it. That doesn't mean you stop going to work tomorrow. But it does mean that before you do something, just stop. Before you say something, just stop and ask the Father, is this necessary? Is this important? Is this what you would direct me to do? And then wait for an answer. Because if you don't get one, the answer is no. The default answer is no. He has no problem showing you a yes. And you won't mistake it when you see it. If you're serious about this, and if you don't have an agenda of your own, which is a whole nother issue we'll get to. But when Barbara and I started this conversation, she said, you need to record this. People need to hear what you're saying. So that's what we've done. And I'm so glad she got to participate in this. And we'll pick up our usual Morning Magical tomorrow. So I hope you're okay that we just let you into our own conversation that she thought was important enough that we turned on the recorder. And now you've been a part of it. So, you know, take what works for you, throw out the rest. Just because I say something does not mean that thus saith the Lord. I'm speaking just out of myself, out of me. But for what it's worth, it's out of a very long history since 1971, late 71, peering into what in the world does the Scripture actually say? What did Paul actually write? What did any of them write? What are the prophecies? What is Christian history? We even studied that for 6 months, I think. So it's not from a lack of experience. And if I sound like I've got an axe to grind, yeah, I may have. I may just really not have any patience for organized church. I've never seen it work. I've never seen it. It's just felt icky to me, and I can't stand it. So I don't do it. If you love it and you're fed by it, God bless you. So until next time, thanks for listening. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh light up his face toward you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh lift his face to you and appoint peace for you. Amen and amen. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.